In this latest film in the Aliens franchise, the slimy, multi-jawed, acid-blooded creatures are facing their most challenging enemy yet. Is it the Terminator? Doctor Who? A Marvel superhero? Klingons? Hobbits? Nope. It's an idiot plot. We'll explain in time, but first, Alien Covenant is reportedly the second film in three prequels planned by Ridley Scott, who directed the original Alien. In the first prequel, Prometheus, from 2012, a scientific expedition searching for ancient astronauts found a deserted deep space outpost and the remains of the so-called engineers, giant pale hairless creatures who, it's pretty clear, incubated the human race on Earth. But the engineers also created a new viral species, their own weapon of mass destruction, which wiped them out. Guess who? The movie foreshadowed many elements of the 1979 classic original, a soulless corporation, an alien not quite evolved to its familiar form, characters coming out of cryo-sleep, a tough heroine, and an ambiguously charming synthetic human named David, played by Michael Fassbender. In Alien Covenant, the crew on a colony ship suffers an accident that kills their captain, played by a briefly glimpsed box office star. The hapless, insecure new commander, played by Billy Crudup, decides to check out a seemingly idyllic planet. This turns out to be the home planet of the engineers, who are left as charred corpses. The aliens are still around, though, and so is David. Did we mention the new expedition also has a synthetic person, a benevolent, more advanced model named Walter, and also played by Fassbender? At this point, we get the idiot plot, popularly defined by Roger Ebert as any storyline that advances mostly because the characters behave like idiots. So, after their ship lands, the lion's share of the crew go stomping off into the woods on an entirely strange planet, not wearing helmets, and risking an airborne infection that might result in, say, a monster busting out of your torso. When confronted by an alien, characters are dumb, panicky, and fall over their own feet. Crew members wander off on their own, venture down spooky tunnels, and bend down to get a good look at that slimy pod making sucking sounds. Even though they're hanging out with two identical androids, one evil, one good, nobody thinks, what could possibly go wrong here? Even with the bloody, outlandish action, director Scott hasn't lost his touch for artful, grotesque imagery. Catherine Waterston is compelling as this installment's feisty heroine, and in the film's climax is put through acrobatics that would exhaust Indiana Jones. And it's a nice change of pace to see Danny McBride in a role where he's not playing a total jerk. Here, he is a heroic, cowboy-hatted crewman named Tennessee. Oh yeah, though the story is set in the early 22nd century, there are no pop culture references to anything after 2017. Alien Covenant at least leaves the hope for a better sequel, and B-movie cheese may not be nutritious, but it's fun. For this film, I can see many light years away. 2.5 stars out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Part City Film Series, I'm Rick Broth.